At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
And AM 630 WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President-elect Donald Trump is touting his pick for Secretary of State as a man who will fight for America. Apparently, Rex Tillerson was not even a candidate for the job until two former George W. Bush officials intervened.
Those endorsements behind the scenes from Condoleezza Rice, from Robert Gates, from Stephen Hadley, and also from Jim Baker played an enormous role on getting Rex Tillerson to this point, the point where he is now the selection to be the top diplomat for the president-elect.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. But the ranking member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee has some big concerns about Tillerson.
U.S. Senator Ben Cardin will be asking Rex Tillerson some tough questions during his confirmation hearing. The Maryland Democrat says he has one main worry.
Mr. Tillerson has a very close relationship with Mr. Putin of Russia, and I am concerned about that relationship. Mr. Putin, Russia is not our friend.
President-elect Donald Trump is hailing the ExxonMobil CEO as one of the most accomplished business leaders in the world, but Senator Cardin says he's not the only one with concerns.
There are many Republicans and Democrats who share these views, so this should not be a partisan issue.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The ceasefire in the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo is falling apart. Syrian activists now say aircraft have resumed bombing raids over eastern Aleppo. Hollywood is mourning the loss of television star Alan Thicke. The actor died from a heart attack last night at age 69. Thicke is best known for his role in the 80s sitcom Growing Pains, but in a 2011 Canadian interview, he talked about the span of his career.
Instead of me being able to do anything particularly well, I did a bunch of things that were fun and I did them okay. And it gave me a great variety and a chance to basically do something different every day.
Alan Thicke was playing hockey with his 19-year-old son at an ice skating rink when he suffered his fatal heart attack. Virginia's voter ID law has been upheld by a federal appeals court, which yesterday rejected a challenge by Democrats who argued that the law suppresses voting by minorities and young people. Virginians can obtain free photo IDs at voter registrar offices, but Democrats argued that few people know that. There may someday soon be a new 5,000-seat sports and entertainment arena in downtown Silver Spring. Montgomery County has put out a request for proposals from developers. The aim is to attract one or more minor league sports teams, but also to create a space for exhibits and conventions, even high school graduations. People who live in the Petworth neighborhood of Northwest D.C. say they are feeling mini earthquakes every day, most likely as metro trains rumble underneath them.
The Green Line's been running underneath Petworth since 1999, but only this past summer did Bill Alexander and his neighbors start feeling a rumble.
Windows shaking, mirrors falling off. We thought it was another earthquake.
He says it happens regularly from 5 a.m. to 1 a.m. and less over the weekend, so it has to be metro. He doesn't know why it only started this summer, but one hypothesis is metro's new 7000 series trains are louder and heavier. He says a metro engineer visited his house late last summer.
He said, yeah, it's the train. We're going to pass it on to the next department, but we really never heard much after that.
Metro, in a statement to us, says they're looking into it, but they have not determined a source. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Hundreds of baggage handlers, skycaps, wheelchair attendants, and other workers at Reagan National and Dulles airports are on strike today. They're pushing for a $15 an hour wage. Jaime Contreras is a union spokesman.
Rarely people tip anymore, so they have to rely on $6.15 an hour, and that's why most of them have to work two and even three jobs. Some of them even sleep at the airport because they have no time to go home during shift change.
Those employees will also be attending the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority's final public meeting of the year later today. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,911, the NASDAQ at 54.64. Sports, the Caps pick up their fifth straight win. The Wizards take on Charlotte tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
Do you have glaucoma or high eye pressure? Are your daily eye drops interrupting your life? Local doctors are conducting a clinical research study of an investigational dropless therapy and are in need of participants. You must have glaucoma or high eye pressure in both eyes, be at least 18 years old, and have not had surgery for your glaucoma. Qualified participants will receive study medication at no cost. You will receive regular study-related eye exams by an eye doctor throughout the study. No insurance is needed, and compensation is available. For more information and to see if you qualify, please call 1-877-254-6882 or visit eyecarestudy.com. That's 1-877-254-6882 or eyecarestudy.com. Limited spaces available. Call or visit today. Participation is at no cost, and compensation for time and travel may be available for qualified participants. Visit eyecarestudy.com or call 1-877-254-6882 today.
Paid for by Artemis.
.605 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a good time to get going crossing the Wilson Bridge or the American Legion Bridge, either direction, without much of any backups. Virginia 95, those normal slowdowns as you push through Aquia and again into Woodbridge. 66 heavy in Manassas, but nothing reported along the way. If you're coming out of Leesburg onto Route 7, travel lanes reported open here heading toward Great Falls and to the Ward, the toll road. However, let's get you out in the Hamilton area, eastbound 7, right as you pass 9, Charlestown Pike. That's where crews have been dealing with a crash. Seeing a little bit of volume on that stretch of 7 out near 9. 270 south through Urbana and Hyattstown, slowing and better. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway looks good. Each direction at 198 had the crash northbound gone, as are the delays. Update brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute. They treat the most AFib patients in the Washington, D.C. region with innovative treatments like the Watchman to help reduce the risk of stroke associated with this condition. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/AFib. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Very cold air poised to move into the district as we look on through the rest of the week. Cold stuff on gusty winds expected by tomorrow. Clouds and sun today, 45. And then that cold air coming in on gusty winds tomorrow is only in the 20s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Woodbridge, 40 in Kensington, 40 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Frenemies Donald Trump and Paul Ryan are now big buddies. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
607 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy Wednesday morning here on Mornings on the Mall. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to be joined by Hans von Spakovsky, who's going to talk to us about this idea that some members of the Electoral College say, hey, before we can cast our vote, we need to know about this Russian thing. We need a classified briefing. What? At 7:05, Pete Hoekstra will join us, former House Intelligence Chair. And at 8:05, he's the new editor-in-chief of the Weekly Standard. He is Steve Hayes, and he will join us. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor still taking some time off for vacation. Very happy, again, to have with me Katie Pavlich from townhall.com, also a contributor over at the Fox News. Good morning to you, Katie.
Well, good morning, Brian. Well, I have a little bit of bad news this morning,
Really?
I don't think that we've eaten breakfast yet, so this story might make you a little bit hungry, but a female-friendly steakhouse, which was sold as for the crowd that wants a sleek, sexy, flirtatious experience, STK Steakhouse is closing in Washington, D.C.
Really?
Now, first of all, we want to know from the listeners whether they would go to a female-friendly steakhouse. I mean, is this something that you'd like to do, something that you feel like is unnecessary to be one gender of the or the other? I personally think that steakhouses should be gender neutral and that anyone who enjoys a good steak should be able to go. The number is 1-888-630-9625. Again, 1-888-630-9625. So a couple of years ago, this STK Steakhouse had a big grand opening party.
Yeah.
It was the big thing in town. They had a red carpet. They describe it as bear drift models and short skirts gracing the red carpet opening.
How did I miss this?
I mean, the female friendly, right?
I guess.
Brian, the reason that they say this was a female friendly steakhouse is because the portions were smaller. The steaks were smaller. The side dishes were smaller, but they also were accused of pandering to gender stereotypes and actually creating an environment where it was just about men going to pick up women in this female-friendly steakhouse. I don't know about you, but I don't really care if the steakhouse is gender-friendly. I just want it to be good steak.
Mm.
I mean, one of my favorite steakhouses is in Canada. It's called The Keg, and there were lots of men and women in that steakhouse. I don't think it really matters. But when you look at what this steakhouse has done, I mean, they've been successful in Las Vegas, London, Los Angeles, Miami. And the question is, why weren't they so successful in D.C.? I think the female-to-male ratio in the city is 3 women to every man.
Yeah, you'd think
the market would
right.
be prime time for that. So I'm not really sure why they weren't so successful. Management from the restaurant isn't really commenting on why they're closing, what the problem was, but the reservations on Open Table are going to be cut off after December 17th. The last day to make reservations is December 17th. A receptionist is confirming that they're no longer going to be open after that date, but there isn't a lot of detail about why exactly the business failed. What about this, Brian? If you're going to take a woman out to dinner, are you going to take her to a female-friendly place, or are you just going to take her to a place of good food?
As a single man who goes on dates now and then, I do think about, you know, going to a place where my companion might find something that they would like to eat. And, you know, and sometimes you do think about, well, you know, go to a place where the portions are small. And I have thought about that. But listen, I'm sorry, this is the problem, and this is the flaw with this idea, is that when you want a steak, you don't want some little tiny little piece of beef. You want a big bo-honking piece of meat. You want a slab of meat on a plate. You want prime rib. You want a good ribeye with all the marbling in it so that it has a lot of flavor.
Absolutely.
And you want it seasoned, and you want it seared, and you want it put on a plate with a potato, and on that potato, you want to put all the stuff that goes on a potato. I'm talking every single possible accoutrement that can go on a potato should be there. You got your butter, you got your sour cream, you got your bacon bits, you got your cheese, and maybe even some other stuff that I can't
this
even think of right now.
This doesn't sound like Bear Drift Models food.
And you want a cold beer to wash it down with. Now, that's what you want when you go to a steakhouse.
Or a nice glass of wine,
which
I know a lot of men who like wine as well with their steak. So let's go to the phones. John in Baltimore.
Hey, John, good
says,
morning.
How did the male population miss this? This is a male's dream place.
Exactly. This is a myth. You can take a woman out. No complaints. She's not going to whine and cry about what's on the menu. You're in a steakhouse. And I know that you were talking about big portions. That just means that you can order double. You can have everything that you want.
Well, see, my question is, are the prices the same?
A great time, plenty of food, and a woman that loves steak. What? I don't understand how the guys missed out on this. This is, if I wasn't married, I'd have a date there every weekend. You'd win. It's a win-win situation.
Win-win for everyone. Good place to pick up chicks, good place to take them on a date, apparently. But
well, he's
closing,
got an idea.
So.
I mean, if you didn't like the size of the portions, you could just order double.
Well, that's why I'm curious about the prices.
Expensive.
I mean, you're paying $32 for half the portion? Because if so, that would make sense about why the business didn't go so well.
Maybe that had something to do with it.
Maybe. Jim in Manassas, he says it needs to be gender neutral.
Hey, Jim, good morning.
Good morning. This one is so easy, it's crazy. I take ladies to the best value place. It's nice ambiance. And you know what, honey? If you don't eat it all, we'll box it up. We'll take it back.
Amen.
And
you get another meal out of it. You
know? I always order the filet because it's a small piece of steak, but it packs a lot of punch. And so you don't have to have a huge steak to be happy at a steakhouse.
You know, I talked to a person one time, a dietitian.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
you're bringing this up right now?
Well, no, but that dietitian told me something that actually turned out to be, I thought, a pretty good thing. They said that you should basically order a steak that's the size of your hand.
Oh.
And I said,
okay.
Have you seen my hands?
Right.
I can eat a steak that big. I can eat a steak that about that size. Then they told me, no, the palm of your hand.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I'll stick to the filet mignon fits right in the palm of my hand.
That's no good. But seeing that, I would never go to a shishi place like this. When you're talking about steak,
There needs to be a steer on the wall.
Brian wants a Texas steakhouse.
There needs to be. I go to places that have names like Longhorn and Outback. Oh, Outback's good steakhouse. and Sizzler. I mean, come on.
I mean, some of these ones, I actually know the head chef for Del Frisco's in New York City. And the way that they put their steak together is absolutely amazing and wonderful. One thing I've noticed that steakhouses are doing that I totally disapprove of is it's a nice ambience, the lights are low in the steakhouse, and then you open up the wine list and it's this bright iPad and it ruins everything. I just think that you should print the wine list on a very nice piece of paper and that we shouldn't have iPads at the table in the steakhouse. That kind of ruins it for me.
iPads at a steakhouse doesn't seem to be the thing that you want. Well, I mean, look, I think you've hit upon it. I think the portions were small, and I bet the prices were high.
Right.
And you're not getting a lot of value, not a lot of bang for your buck. If the portions were small and the prices were small, okay, that might work.
It also might be a D.C.-based problem, because, again, they have successful restaurants in Las Vegas, London, Los Angeles, Miami, and other places. But in D.C., it seems to have been a problem. It's 6:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, no problems. Maryland 95 between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. Each direction looks good. You're good through Laurel. If you're heading around the Beltway College Park, that's where delays begin. From 95 and around Georgia Avenue to the Wilson Bridge. It's a little bit of stop and go near 210, so not so bad as we start off here early on. 210, though, already seeing those signal light delays as you push past Swan Creek Road, Palmer Road, and up toward the Capitol Beltway. 66, the volume with us in Manassas. On 95, Stafford, Aquia, across the Occoquan. Those are our heaviest stretches. And heading in through town and over Anacostia Crossing. So far, so good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Thank you, Jamie. Now we are looking at today. Sun and clouds mix, high near 45. Tonight, wet snow is possible early. Low of 27, getting pretty cold.
Wow.
Winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, it's going to get cold again with a high of just 28 degrees. Winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour, getting that wind chill down. Tomorrow night, mostly clear. And again, getting pretty cold. Low of 18 degrees. Friday, partly cloudy, high in the low 30s. Saturday, looking better. We're expecting rain and ice, but now we're just expecting rain with the highs in the low 50s, getting back to those fall temperatures. And Sunday, rain, highs in the low 60s. So,
currently in the nation's capital, it is 39 degrees, 617.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Well, we are here. It is Wednesday morning, halfway through the week. I'm Katie Pavlich here with Brian Wilson, and we are hungry because we're talking about dinner, and it's really breakfast time. We've been on air since 5 a.m., but we're talking about a steakhouse in Washington, D.C. that is female-friendly, that is going out of business. Its name is STK, and we're wondering, do you like female-friendly steakhouses or just regular good old steakhouses? Do you like Texas steakhouses, Outback, Longhorn, place like Morton's, which is maybe a little bit more high-end, Ruth's Chris? We want to know what you think about female-friendly or smaller portion steakhouses. The number is 1-888-630-9625.
So, I mean, think about it in Washington. What are the steakhouses that have succeeded? I mean, Charlie Palmer's,
Ruth's Chris,
yeah.
Morton's Steakhouse is a popular chain around the country, but also successful here.
And what is the common thread here? Big, bohunkin' pieces of meat.
Right. We don't like small portions and we're going out for steak.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, once I was in Costa Rica with a friend, female friend, and we had to drive across the country to go to our next destination. We were down near Panama driving up the coast to go to the volcano in the middle of the country. And the entire day we were driving by these steak farms, meaning farms with lots of cows, beef cows on them. And by the time we got to our destination, we were ready for a steak.
Yeah.
Just by driving by these farms all day. And we weren't looking for a female-friendly steakhouse.
No.
We were looking for some regular steak.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think this idea of smaller portions is something that might work. I mean, there's a couple of restaurants that I go to on a regular basis where the portions are small and they actually are very conscious about the calorie count. And the food is good.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, you've had a decent meal and you don't feel like you've stuffed yourself to the gills. there's a charm to that. There's a time and a place for that. And certainly, I've always found that when you go out on a date, that my counterparts across the table were very happy to have a smaller portion meal.
One thing that's interesting about this steakhouse, STK, is it promoted itself as a modern steakhouse geared towards females with sexy decor and cocktails dubbed Summertime Fling or Secret Affair.
Now, you don't want that with your steak. You don't want summertime fling.
You don't want that, but when you look at the way this town operates, steakhouses are used by lobbyists to meet with folks to turn out deals. I mean, the atmosphere really matters when it comes to the professional setting, I think, of these restaurants. And so maybe this just couldn't compete with some of the types of different steakhouses where people would have their business meetings and spend $300 at lunchtime talking over maybe a piece of legislation or talking about the next thing they're going to lobby for in the new Congress. I mean, this seems like more of a nightclub to me than it does a steakhouse. And granted, I never went, but...
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I'm now beginning to feel like I probably missed out on something here. But I mean, I think you're right on something. In this town, deals are made over a steak.
Yes, they are.
They certainly are. And if it's a little tiny steak, it's not much of a deal, I would imagine.
I think the American way is to make lots of deals over steaks. And considering Donald Trump at one point had Trump Steaks, obviously saw that as an important business investment where deals are made and money is to be made. He never, I don't think, owned a steakhouse, but he certainly tried to invest in some kind of steak company. But it's interesting to look at the way the history of female-friendly businesses have gone in the past. Remember Curves, that workout?
Yeah, it's still around, isn't it?
It's still around, but it's not as successful as I think that they thought it would be based on their marketing only towards women.
Why is this? I mean, let's be honest.
I'm not sure. Well, because women like to be around men. Maybe.
I think exactly. And men like to be around women. So
right. They like the camaraderie that it brings. Mm-hmm. And really, if you're going to a steakhouse or a bar to grab a drink, do you really just want it to be with women? I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
I think they probably were looking for some time, especially if you're single.
If you want to go to the STK, you can go to Las Vegas, London, Los Angeles, Miami, and beyond. But I guess the lesson to be learned in all of this is that here in your nation's capital, we still like a good, big, bohunkin' piece of meat, seasoned and seared, put on the plate, hot and ready to go, with a good baked potato and a cold beer, or a good red-bodied wine, something like that. And that's what works in this town, is what has always worked in this town. And they tried to break out and try something new and different.
More power to them.
Yeah, but, great idea. But you know what? In Washington, D.C., we just still like a good steak.
That is very true. Can we have a time for a quick phone call here? Steve in Richmond.
Very quick.
What is your favorite steakhouse?
Hey, when I want to impress a lady, I'll take her to a place where it does have small portions. But once we finish the small portion, we can go back for a second and a third. And then we can take her over to the Chocolate Wonderfall for dessert. And that's Golden Corral.
There you go.
The Chocolate Fountain.
The Chocolate Fountain gets her heart every single time.
You can't go wrong with the Chocolate Fountain.
It's 6:22. More straight ahead.
This is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, fashion accessories, and more. Find your sparkle at the International Gem and Jewelry Show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
All right, guys, Christmas around the corner. I got an idea for you. It's a win-win. You can give her something that will make her feel hot, and it will also heat up your holiday. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram, because let's face it, guys, it's hard for her to be hot when she's freezing cold. We don't want that. The Hoodie Footy, my friends, is the ultimate solution. You say, well, Brian, my friend and radio buddy, what is the Hoodie Footy? I'm glad you asked that question. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. And here's what that means. It means that head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy and no time. Cozy wife, cozy girlfriend, you're gonna be a lot happier. So look, you need to call right now and make a purchase. Get in time for Christmas, because you won't have to worry about wrapping. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is absolutely guaranteed. You just pick up the phone and dial this number, 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Or maybe just go online and do it that way. It's pajamagram.com. Tell them that your friend and radio buddy, Brian Wilson, sent you.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
When everyone's home for the holidays, they expect their favorite foods.
I wait all year for that sausage stuffing.
I only use Premio sausage. Premio started 40 years ago as a neighborhood Italian butcher shop, making fresh, authentic Italian sausage.
Hey!
You're eating all the Premio! With butcher-quality cuts of pork, seasoning, spice, and nothing else. No fillers. Traditional Italian ingredients used for generations. Dig in. Mouth-watering taste in every bite. That's what Premio brings to the table.
Premio. The way sausage should be.
It's 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten, the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's the Maryland Beltway. We're watching right in the College Park area. We have a crash on the outer loop right as you come off of I-95, that merge area, and in that stretch coming around from Route 1. Be careful. It was in the on the left side, second lane from the left, with the incident. Now, that is now within the backups that extend over toward New Hampshire Avenue and George Avenue with the stop and go. No problems to report on 95 or the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. So you're checking out okay there. On the 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown. Again, in Germantown, those are a couple slow stretches. DC 295, you're looking good this morning. It's just the volume as you merge off of 50. BW Parkway has been a good ride through Riverdale here early on. To the Wilson Bridge, crash on the Beltway just as you pass St. Barnabas Road. So watch for slowdowns beginning before St. Barnabas Road heading to the Wilson Bridge. And Virginia heading in through Hamilton, the crash on 7 just after 9, causing some slowdowns. Update brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Dickie's Barbecue says start a new holiday tradition like Dickie's new prime rib here for the holidays. Make this prime rib a part of a Dickie's meal or holiday feast along with your favorite sides and their famous buttery rolls. Order at the restaurant or at Dickies.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Around temperatures into the mid-40s today with a northwesterly breeze around, some sunshine mixing in with the overcast. The real cold stuff starts coming in on gusty winds as we head through tonight and tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 39 degrees at 6:27 on WMAL. Here we go. You're talking about restaurants, Katie Pavlich. Remember this fight that's going on between Donald Trump and Chef Jose Andres?
Yes, indeed.
He was going to have this this restaurant at the new Trump Hotel in D.C.,
which is Ivanka Trump's project.
That's right. And he basically then pulled out of the project, citing the fact that he didn't like the thing that Donald Trump had been saying on the campaign trail about illegal immigrants. And he says, you're making it impossible for me to run a successful eatery, and I'm pulling out of your project because I don't like what you're saying. And Trump, you know, promptly turned around and sued him.
Because they had a contract.
They had a deal.
Can't really do that.
Well, now the lawsuit is ongoing. And Donald Trump is scheduled to have a deposition just a few days, actually, before he takes the oath of office, and that was going to take place in New York. But there may be a decision in the offing that would resolve this issue. Jose Andres tweeted out yesterday, Mr. Real Donald Trump, his
Twitter handle.
Yeah. Can we end our lawsuit and donate money to veterans to celebrate? Why keep litigating? Let both of us win.
You know, it sounds like Chef Andres might lose the lawsuit, which is why he's reaching out now to say, let's just put the vets in charge and give them our money, which I think is a cynical play to actually use them as a pawn to get out of a lawsuit.
Well, it'll be interesting to see whether or not the Donald ready to end this thing as well. 6:28 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives.
Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Attention, Pooshan Rugs is closing their doors after four decades in business. Now, every single rug, from traditional to contemporary, new or antique, from 2x3 to palace sizes, is 60 to 80% off. No reasonable offer will be refused. Last day is December 18th, 5526 Nicholson Lane in Rockville. That's 5526 Nicholson Lane in Rockville. Or call 301-770-RUGS. 301-770-RUGS for 60 to 80% off at the Pooshan Rugs sale.
Coming up on the show, Hans von Spakovsky joins us to talk about the Electoral College and whether electors will deny Donald Trump his victory that he earned, led by Nancy Pelosi's daughter. We'll see how that shakes out. Next, it's 6:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Donald Trump is talking up his Secretary of State nominee.
A great diplomat, a strong man, a tough man.
In Wisconsin, Donald Trump defending his choice for Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson.
Rex will be a fierce advocate for America's interests around the world.
Trump talking up the Exxon CEO after facing backlash from both sides of the aisle over Tillerson's ties to Russia. Especially now in the wake of the CIA's finding that Moscow meddled in the election.
Correspondent Sunlen Serfati, Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, the ranking minority member on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, is concerned with Rex Tillerson's ties with Russia.
The question we have is, does he understand the seriousness of Russia's activities against U.S. interests? And will he be a strong advocate for U.S. security needs and not be so concerned about the niceties of Russia?
Donald Trump calls Tillerson's career, quote, the embodiment of the American dream. The ceasefire and evacuation plan for the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo is collapsing this morning.
What was supposed to happen this morning was that the rebel forces there were supposed to evacuate the area, and then the government forces were supposed to move in and take over all of Aleppo. Instead, what we're seeing there appears to be full-on war once again, with activists saying that they've been hit by many artillery shells. Also, the Syrian government saying that mortars were being lobbed the other way.
Correspondent Fred Pleitgen. A 13-year-old boy was killed and three other people were hurt, one of them critically, in a multi-vehicle accident on I-95 in Prince George's County last night. The boy was a passenger in a minivan that had slowed to avoid a disabled car in the roadway. They were then rear-ended by a tractor trailer. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,911, the NASDAQ at 54.64. Sports, five wins in a row now for the Caps. The Wizards had the night off. They host Charlotte tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings in the mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van, or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back, or lease for just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
With the new administration coming into town, that means the Washington area demand for rental homes has increased once again, and you can profit from this. Not only can you make more money by renting out your home, investment property, or recently inherited home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse, they are America's number one rent estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent estate advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you just sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for only $80 a month. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now, get a free home rental price analysis, or give them a call, 202-625-4370. It's easy. Call 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, good shape. No problems reported and pretty much up at speed. The Maryland Beltway, though, we do have two accidents. First, let's get you at Topside College Park to Silver Spring, where we have the stop and go through that stretch. In fact, now beginning before I-95, because it's right as you come up past the exit for 95, where the crash was in the second lane from the left. So still see some activity there, again, on the outer loop in College Park. On the trip to the Wilson Bridge inner loop, your delay is beginning before you get to Route 5. The volume most of the way to the bridge were broken up, though, by the crash at St. Barnabas Road. That's along the right side. Seeing some flashing lights. Looks like fire truck ambulance still there near St. Barnabas Road on that trip heading to the Wilson Bridge. Northbound 5301 out of Brandywine. The volume, we have a crash right at the split there. Crews tell me everything condensed and confined to the shoulder. 95 Virginia Dale City to Lorton. Very slow incident reported northbound 95 in Lorton. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast this morning, mixing in with some clear sky. This afternoon, a cloud-sun mix. 45. Tonight will fall into the upper 20s. The winds will start picking up out of the northwest. Strong winds tomorrow, 30 to maybe 40 miles an hour. Temperatures start in the upper 20s, most likely falling during the day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 37 in Stafford, 28 in Greenbelt, 38 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by VNF Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in just a few moments, in about 30 minutes or so, we'll be joined by Pete Hoekstra, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, to talk about what we know about the Russians, what the concern should be, and what is all of this conflict within the intelligence agencies about the information regarding Russian hacking. That's coming up in about 30 minutes. Then at 8:05, he's the new editor-in-chief of the Weekly Standard. He is Steve Hayes, and he will join us. Also joining us today, in the absence of Larry O'Connor, is one Katie Pavlich from townhall.com. You see her all the time on Fox News, where she serves as a contributor. Good morning again, Katie.
Good morning. Second day in the row, I'm here for vacationing Larry O'Connor. I hope that he's enjoying his time off.
I'm certain that he is.
It is great to be here alongside Brian Wilson, and we are happy to welcome to the program now Hans von Spakovsky, who, of course, is a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation and the former commissioner for the Federal Election Commission from 2006 to 2007. Hans, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
So we're here to have you talk about this upcoming drama on December 19th, where electors are threatening not to vote for Donald Trump in the Electoral College, and they, at least 40 of them, want to be briefed about this so-called Russian interference, which the intelligence community isn't quite clear on. Can you tell us what's going on?
Well, all the threats, except with one exception, are coming from Clinton electors, not Trump electors. And I'll tell you, I think this is kind of like that line in Macbeth, full of sound and fury and signifying nothing. Look, in the first 200 years of the country, 1796 to 1996, there were over 21,000 electoral college votes. Only 17 of them were cast against their pledge. So the idea that a huge number or even a significant number are going to somehow change their votes, it's just not going to happen. On this intelligence briefing, I really don't know why electors need an intelligence briefing to do what they pledged to do when they became electors, which was to vote for either Trump or Clinton. I mean, what do they want to know? Who the hackers were that actually revealed the truth to the American people of what was going on inside the DNC when outside they were painting this false picture of neutrality in the primaries?
Well, it's important to point out that this group of 40 electors is being led by none other than Christine Pelosi, who is the daughter of course, former House Speaker and current House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who claims that they would be doing this even if Hillary won. Do you believe that?
Well, of course not. Look, apparently what they're upset about, like I said, is that the American people found out the truth that, you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz was actually conspiring with the Clinton campaign to freeze out Bernie Sanders, as well as the media was coordinating behind the scenes with the Clinton campaign. I'm not sure that it would have been a good thing for that false picture to continue. And what do they think? That's, in fact, what should have happened? The truth should not have been told so the American people wouldn't know that when they voted in the election?
Well, here's sort of what I think is disingenuous about this effort. They seem to be saying that, you know, the Russians hacked the election. That's the shortcut that they use to describe what happened. And for many people, when they hear that phrase, the Russians hacked the election, they think that it was not about hacking some emails. They think it was about hacking the vote. And there is no evidence at all that that took place. And in fact, if there was hanky-panky going on, as we're finding out in Michigan, it was on the side of the Democrats.
Well, no, that's very clear. I've been reading all the media reports out of this from the mainstream media, and they're all trying to gloss it over into interference with the election. No, the only thing we know is that the DNC computers were hacked. Listen, you know what this all reminds me of, the current hysteria over it? Remember the 1966 movie with Alan Arkin and Carl Reiner, The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming? Mm-hmm. That is what this reminds me of, and it really doesn't mean anything. It doesn't make any change in the fact that, look, electors are chosen for their loyalty to the party. Yeah, you've got one guy in Texas, a supposed Trump elector, who says he's not going to vote, but that just isn't going to happen.
Well,
with the overwhelming majority of them.
You know, this letter that was sent by these 40 electors says that they require these intelligence briefings as a matter that directly impacts the core factors in our deliberations of whether Mr. Trump is fit to serve as president of the United States. I mean, don't you think that sentence right there proves that this is simply political?
Well, it certainly does. The only difference that this intelligence briefing could make, given that it revealed again what was going on inside the DNC, is, well, maybe it might affect the votes of people who pledged themselves for Hillary Clinton. But obviously, it has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
Can I turn to this situation in Michigan? I'm very troubled by this. The story that is out has to do with the recount effort. And what we have learned is in Detroit itself, and there are a number of boxes, a large number of boxes, about 37% of the boxes, apparently there were more votes cast and through the optical scanner than there were people who signed up to cast their ballots. What is going on there?
Well, that does not surprise me, given who runs Detroit. Look, the most fraud that you'll find in this country these days, as John Fund and I explained in the book we wrote a couple of years ago, are the urban machines that are still in existence. That's in places like Philadelphia, Detroit, parts of Chicago, and also parts of New York. And what happens in places like that is election officials in polling places, who sometimes are part of that kind of a conspiracy to steal votes, will feed new extra votes into the
optical scanner.
Yeah, after the polling times close and there's nobody there to see what they're doing.
But then, as I understand it, just real quickly, because we're running down on time, but as I understand it, in a recount, if the number of people who signed the ballot book and said, I'm going to cast my vote, doesn't match the number of ballots that go through the optical scanner, they don't include that in a recount. Why not? That's what you really want to recount.
Well, yeah, except you have no way of knowing if all those extra votes were fraudulently cast.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that, you know, we're having a recount in some of these places, and what really needs to be recounted is what the Democrats did in Detroit, Michigan.
It's 6:44. Thanks, Hans, so much for coming on the show.
Sure thing.
Have you been thinking about upgrading your heating and air conditioning system? Well, now is the perfect time. ARS Rescue Router will give you up to $1,000 in instant savings on complete heating and cooling systems now through the end of the year. Expert installation from trusted professionals. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
With a holiday season upon us, everyone looking for that deal of a lifetime, the big sale, I know where you can get both of those things. The deal of a lifetime and a big sale, plus, if that weren't enough, plus you can save money all year round and increase the value of your home by making one call to Thompson Creek Window Company. Thompson Creek is offering no money down, no interest, no payments till 2018, along with their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Thompson Creek is locally owned and operated. They design, build, and install the best windows around. There's no doubt about that. Windows that can save you money and save you money on your utility bills, add value to your home. I mean, how can you go wrong with this? Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK right now. Get the deal of a lifetime. Once again, no money down, no interest, no payments till 2018, and their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Call Thompson Creek Window right now at 855-57-CREEK. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. See thompsoncreek.com for details. That's 855-57-CREEK, 855-57-CREEK.
6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witt in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 sitting in the volume in Manassas. You're pretty used to that towards Centerville, but hang on through Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. I know you're jammed, but wow. Always thankful for a VDOT crews and police at the scene of these incidents. On 66 eastbound, right as you would merge on from 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. I just watched the police stop traffic, stand out there, stop traffic, and safely get the two cars that are involved in the crash over to the shoulder. So they've just released traffic. So you'll see the flashing lights again. Eastbound 66, Fair Oaks. If you're merging on from 50, you lose that far right side of that merge lane. So just be cautious. Heading to the Wilson Bridge. Backups a little bit before you're used to here. As you come around the Beltway past Route 4 up ahead, you're going to hit the delays because of the crash before St. Barnabas Road. Looks like mostly confined to the right shoulder, but crowds that right lane. And if you're heading in through to College Park, the accident on the outer loop right before you get where 95 merges on, that's now to the left shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air poised to come on in. Doesn't look like much precipitation, however. As we head on through today, cloud sun mix up, 45. Tonight, the colder air spills in on a northwest breeze, 27. Should be mainly cloudy. Clouds mix with sunshine tomorrow. Gusty winds. Temperatures in the upper 20s early, probably falling in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 39 degrees. It's now 647 on WMAL. Katie Pavlich, Donald Trump is going out there doing these thank you visits around the country and going to places that helped him become the president-elect and soon to be president of the United States. And he made a stop in Wisconsin. And a couple of things are sort of interesting about this particular stop because he shared the stage with Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, also of
Wisconsin.
The aforementioned Wisconsin, right. And so at one point, Donald Trump mentions Paul Ryan on the stage, and there was some booing.
Well, let's not forget that Paul Ryan also had a little bit of trouble during the last month of the campaign when he disinvited Trump to one of the rallies after that Hollywood tape came out. So,
here's the thing that you should note is that when there were a few little catcalls from the audience, Donald Trump decided he was going to defend Paul Ryan. Listen.
Speaker Paul Ryan, I've really come to appreciate him. Honestly, he's like a fine wine.
He just gets better with time. It's such a fine wine.
And look, it does appear that there has been a rapprochement. I can't do French. They've gotten together.
Well, they'd have to get together, right?
I'm not even going to try to say that French word.
And Paul Ryan is going to be key in getting Trump's agenda through. Yeah. Also, Trump is going to be key in getting Paul Ryan's agenda through. So they have to work together.
It does seem that they have come to appreciate one another in a different way than they did before the election. And I think it really comes down to the fact that Paul Ryan looks around and he says, look, we've got a Republican House, we got a Republican Senate, we got a Republican president. We can run the table on some stuff. Mm-hmm. We can really accomplish some things. We can be very effective in a way that we've not been in a long, long time. But we all got to be on the same page, and we all got to get along. And I think he's decided that that's pretty important right now. He also defended his pick for Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. He's out there on the campaign making the case that this is the right guy. It is now 6:50 on WMAL.
This is Jamie Witten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. The lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates, so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Well, what is the Fed going to do today? That's the big question. Time to check in at the news desk at CNBC. Good morning.
Good morning. This is John Lesher. Stock futures are mixed ahead of today's Federal Reserve decision on interest rates. The Fed wraps up its final meeting of the year, at the end of which it is expected to raise rates for only the second time in a decade. President-elect Donald Trump has announced his intention to name former Texas Governor Rick Perry as Secretary of the Department of Energy. Federal regulators have slapped restrictions on Wells Fargo, finding that the big bank failed to adequately plug holes in the plan it would deploy if it fell into bankruptcy. General Motors wants the Supreme Court to overturn a lower court's ruling that held it responsible for ignition switch injuries and deaths that occurred before its 2009 bankruptcy. And Boeing says it will move its headquarters for its defense unit from St. Louis to the Washington, D.C. area so it could be closer to the new administration. I'm John Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Ready to make a real difference in 2017? A degree in cybersecurity can help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2017. Classes start January 2nd with innovative and career-focused cybersecurity degree programs to fit your busy schedule, on-site and online. Let Stratford's best-in-class IT faculty bring you the latest cybersecurity breakthroughs and solutions to help you succeed in today's most sought-after field. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your master's degree in cybersecurity or bachelor's degree with cybersecurity focus. Register today at stratford.edu/cybernow. That's stratford.edu/cybernow, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited-time $15,000 cyber scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete details at stratford.edu/cybernow. stratford.edu/cybernow.
It's 6:55 now, WML. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten, the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, get ready. Route 7, two different items. First, as you're coming out of Hamilton, still watching the accident activity. Eastbound 7 after 9, Charlestown Pike with the flashing lights. That's our distraction there. Then, let's get you east on 7 after you pass the Fairfax County Parkway, but before the Georgetown Pike for the incident. 66 East, Fairlakes, Fair Oaks, crash to the shoulder, but very slow. On Edsel Road at Backlick Road, Fairfax Police, this is inside the Beltway with the crash, but I'm seeing mostly Backlick Road is in the big tie-ups here as you come off the Beltway, heading up toward the accident at Edsel Road to the Wilson Bridge. Inner Loop at St. Barnabas crash along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to be a sort of an okay day today. 45 degrees we're looking at, a low tonight of 27. Then it gets cold tomorrow, 28, with an overnight low of 18. 18 degrees. However, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday looking a little better. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 39 degrees on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. As an avid gun enthusiast, I was thrilled when the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range opened just up the road in Prince William County. Elite Shooting Sports has 42 shooting lanes, all well-appointed with the best equipment available. They offer programs for all skill levels as well as ladies-only classes taught by all female instructors. Looking for a great place to host your next corporate or team-building event? I recommend you choose Elite Shooting Sports. Visit EliteShootingSports.com.
The holiday shopping season is here, which means savings are everywhere. But toys, electronics, and clothes aren't the only things on sale. New Look Home Design wants to get in on the fun, too, by offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. That's the same as getting half your roof for free. Don't wait until the spring to get a new roof when you can get 50% off all materials by calling New Look Home Design today. And remember, we replace most roofs in a single day. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Something to think about with Mike Rogers.
There's a new scam going on over the internet, and they are targeting United States military personnel. The scam artists send out a Facebook friend request by a very attractive young woman. The victim accepts. The pretty girl has a nice discussion, and before they know it, she sends a nude picture of herself. She politely asks for one in return. Once the victim has sent an equivalent nude photo, the extortion begins. The scammers then ask for money, and for that money, they'll make sure the photo doesn't get sent to the victim's family, friends, and their employer, the United States military. The Naval Criminal Investigative Service says the crime of sextortion is on the rise. In one case, a victim had paid out over $10,000. What does the NCIS care if you dropped your trousers? Well, many of the service members have security clearances, and extortion for money can quickly turn to one for secrets. As your mother said, keep your pants zipped up. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up on WMAL.
We have Pete Hoekstra, former House Intelligence Chair, to give some clarity on this Russian hacking.
And what was going on with Kanye yesterday at Trump Tower? Is it true that he talked to Trump about a job? What job should he have in this administration? We'll take your calls. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL, 7 o'clock in the nation's capital.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.